Yep.
All right, welcome everyone to the William Shaw Council Agenda for Wednesday, 23rd of July.
Oh, yeah.
Rating. So we've got one late of absence, which is Councillor Panizza. Declaration of interest. Cross. Most ratings, six confirmations of minutes of previous meetings. 6.1, ordinary council meeting held on the 18th of June, 2024. We have a mover and a seconder. Sure, Greg, please. Councillor Major moves, Councillor Price seconds. All in favour? Self-explanatory. Move straight in. Eight matters which require decisions. 8.1, corporate and community services. 8.1.1, Marriage and Williams Rail Trail Proposal.
Councillors, we chatted about this last month in the council forum. Shire of Narrogin and Shire of Williams have collaborated to do a feasibility study on a potential walk trail between the two towns. And the Shire of Narrogin is very keen to push ahead and collaborate with the Shire of Williams to advance that concept. In reviewing the feasibility study, staff at Shire of Williams think that it's worthwhile doing a bit more due diligence before we commit wholeheartedly to that, in particular to seek the views of the Public Transport Authority, because it's land that they control. To advertise and seek greater public comment. We know there's going to be at least some divergence of opinion out there with some landholders about that. And so it's quite a while since any public consultation was done on it, so we think it'd be prudent to advertise it and give at least a month's notice and potentially hold two public forums to enable people to interact with staff and councillors about the concept. And then request the CEO to work with the Shire of Narrogin to develop and document a potential staged approach. The current feasibility study is quite expensive to deliver the project, and there's potentially cheaper ways to build the trail, particularly rail crossings. There's a number of those rail crossings that are in the Shire of Williams that we'd have to get over creeks and the like. So we'd be keen to keep the cost to a minimum if this project's going to proceed. And also to convey to the Shire of Narrogin that whilst the Shire of Williams, if council agrees, might be willing to assist to advance the project, not at the expense of council's other committed priorities, in particular in relation to subdivisions, industrial subdivision, residential subdivisions, the indoor court. If we're going to collaborate on this, they just need to understand where this sits in our priorities. So we're not necessarily against the concept, but it needs to be further understood about how we can deliver it in a cheaper outcome, but still get the functionality of the trial and not causing us to take a while off the ball with the other priorities that the council set. And so the recommendations are designed to reflect those comments.
I'm happy to move.
Do you want to speak for it?
No, I just agree with the recommendations that the CEO has put forward.
Can I
just ask that we note a typo in point three? It should be to a minimum and.
Councillor McNamara seconds that. All in favour?
Yep.
6-0. 8.1.2, Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2025 date for that?
Date's number one.
Councillors, the disability, the draft disability access and inclusion plan has been advertised for public comment. There were no comments received. The plan is structured in a way that addresses all of the requirements in the disability inclusion plan, and we're required to report annually on our progress towards that. We've just done the equivalent report for the last 12-month period. Our plan is currently due to expire, so it was a 2020 to 2025 plan, and this plan is for the next 5 years. So it's recommended in its current form.
Mover? Councillor Harding? Second, Councillor Cross? All in favour? 6-0. 8.1.3, works report asset management and improvements.
Should it just be noted on that, that the July figures are only until the middle of the month?
Yep. Yep, sounds appropriate.
Yep. Councillor Major votes. Councillor McNamara seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.1.4, payment listings. Anything out of there, anyone? Moves. Councillor Price seconds. All in favour? 6-0. 8.1.5, financial statements. Is there anything there from anyone? All in favour? 6-0. 8.1.6, interim audit report 2024-2025.
Mr. President, the interim audit report is attached to the agenda. It shows the auditor's findings. There were 6 findings to note, 2 are minor and 2. You can see management comments recorded in the letter in blue font by way of explanation. The majority of the findings are related to set sign-off procedures in our office where various improvements were detected that we need to take on board. Nothing of a serious or significant nature has been brought to my attention by the auditors.
Councillor Major moves. Councillor Coucher seconds. All in favour? We're in an absolute majority. 6-0. Absolute. Thank you. 8.2, Chief Executive Officer's Report. 8.2.1, Development Application, Lot 888, Melbourne Highway, CRISP, Telecommunication Tower.
This is my declaration of my proximity. I'm happy to leave you guys to decide.
Councillor
Ross
leaves the room at
4:11. We could have said
sitting
for that.
Just a reminder. items, President, that councillors can, if they choose by resolution, enable councillor Price to participate in any discussion and debate on this motion.
Well, the other yours, Council Major.
Oh, I was just going to move it.
Council Major moves. Council McNamara seconds. Does anyone want to speak for it? Kevin? Right, those four. Five. Zero.
Okay.
Eight point two, proposed childcare support policy.
Mr. President, the policy was considered by elected members at their forum in June. Something's come to my attention in the last 24 hours that I think needs to be re-looked at with respect to this policy. So if you're agreeable, I'd prefer to see council move a resolution to defer this matter and be considered at the August meeting to give me time to research and understand the implications of what I've become aware of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Mover. Councillor Major moves. Councillor Coucher seconds. Are we all in favour?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
6-0. Eight point two point three, development application waste spreading.
Right, councillors, waste spreading has been occurring on these particular properties for some years, in accordance with the council, the previous council resolutions, which are tabled in Virginia. The applicant, Brown's Food Operations, has come forward to request to renew and to create a permanent approval to spread bio on these properties. Their approval expires in September this year, so they're anxious to know whether there's going to be approval granted or not to continue. Otherwise, they need to find alternative arrangements. Waste spreading operates under environmental licences controlled by the state, and they're obligated to report annually on the conditions and the volumes of the way that they're spreading, etc. And they produce evidence to the department to maintain those environmental operating licences. There hasn't been any issues that we're aware of. Public advertising has occurred. There's been no public comment received in respect to this. So the recommendation is that council approve the application by Brown's Food Operations for the continuation of waste spreading on those various lots listed on a permanent basis, subject to the continuation of the carbon water environmental operating licence. In effect, if that licence was withdrawn, they couldn't spread away anyway. So this is about planning approval for them to do that, and to do that on a permanent basis.
Move forward,
no? No, I just had a question. Because
yep.
The quantities spread, is that control? I know when we first chatted about this, we were just a bit concerned about, you know, road usage and cutting up roads, all that sort of stuff. But I can, by sort of adopting this, does we lose any control of what we have, as if there's any problems occur? Basically, they've got a licence, so they're in doing it without us being able to.
The licence does have volumes, and that's controlled by the state. So there are restrictions in terms of their licence on the volumes that they could cut in and spread. If they wanted to go above that, they would need to go to the licensing authority to vary the licence.
And they would no doubt come to us if they were going to vary that, or would we just be out of the loop?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but they would come to us.
Yeah. No, it just seems a little bit as though we're losing the ability to have any more say in this matter if any, you know, anything crops up that we're not comfortable about.
I guess that was going to be my question. Do we get privy to the reports given to, sent to us on an annual basis, or do we have to actually just go in search of that through whatever department it was that?
We haven't been privy to it.
Mm-hmm.
So Browns Foods have not provided us a copy. There's not in our records that I can see.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously did provide it as evidence to support their application on this occasion, so this year. We could ask them for a condition or amend the recommendation if you wish to require that to be provided to us. Or we could look it up ourselves online, but that requires a disciplined organisation of our staff and system to flag it to make sure it is true. So no, they have not been provided a return to the shop.
Well, I think you like our clause on the road movement that we put in when they first applied for it, and that should all still be in place. But I did hear that they weren't even using the tonnages as what they were expecting to get to.
Yep.
So they're over.
No, I haven't.
Their truck movement, no reports of an issue with the road, so
yep.
I don't think,
I think we have to see it in terms of road usage in a similar way to any other industry input or output. Some people would see this as beneficial for an agricultural farming operation, others might not. But to what extent is it different to any other farming operation?
That's the unknown.
The
only thing would be to sort of have a half bet and sort of say, look, if it comes back to council every 3 years and just gets renewed or updated, or just carry on like that, rather than, it's an unknown product. I mean, that's why I said we haven't looked at any soil tests or I don't know. But
yeah,
I'm
not sure. I'm happy to move the motion. No, it was just a query on the legalities of if you offer someone something forever, what that means.
Councillor Hardy moves the officer's recommendation. We have a seconder. Councillor Major seconds. All in favour for absolute majority. 6-0. Absolute. Thank you. 8.2.4. Extractive industry biannual renewal. Lot 42 Post Road Williams. NKMLA Wangale.
I haven't got too much more to add, Mr. President, to the written report, really.
Councillor Rumber here. Mover and seconder, please. Councillor Hardy moves. Councillor McNamara seconds. All in favour. 6-0. Regulation local government default communication order.
I'm sure this one, Mr. President, will excite a lot of local governments around West Australia. Maybe less so some of the regional councils. But this is a new regulation that's coming in, which prescribes the way in which elected members and CEOs communicate with one another. Hopefully you've had a chance to read those regulations. There's nothing in them that seems unreasonable to me, but it's also, in my own view, to a degree unnecessary to be prescribing such things. But clearly it's been, I would assume this has been done because in various parts of the state there have been issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those situations, I think, where regulations are created because in a minor number of circumstances there's significant issues, but for the majority of the time, the majority of shires and councils, it seems to go reasonably well.
Is this something that will be included on audits that be audited?
I don't know, I can't answer that, because the directors can pick and choose what they choose to work, so potentially it would be, but whether it would be a high priority, I'm not sure. But I imagine if there were situations in a local government where things were not running well, that might be worth it, more likely to be worth it, I think.
Yeah. Is there any opportunity for feedback, you know, in the terms of that, lots of not supporting it if it's going to become an administrative burden? It just seems, you know, every rule that comes in prevents us doing core business and just reporting on other things.
I don't think there's anything that stops us doing core business, really. As I said, I don't think the regulations are unreasonable. It's just spelling out things which...
How to behave like
common courtesy and, you know, good teamwork would suggest is not required, but there are clearly situations in global governments where there is not common courtesy and good teamwork.
Mm.
And so the industry and the government has felt the need to create a regulation to deal with that. There are a lot of times things roll along pretty well in most local governments. But here it's saying that elected members can only ask for certain information about certain things. That's quite wide-ranging in terms of any contracts the council has, budget-related matters, expenditure-related matters, councillors can ask questions about.
In writing?
In writing.
And so any verbal requests can be not acted on? Pretty
potentially.
Much.
Yeah. But that wouldn't be in the spirit of good team.
No.
So there is going to be a set of regulations come in, and yeah, to what extent that will be the minimum that one needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if things are not going well,
yeah,
you would default back to that position and say, okay, things are not going well, so here are the rules that we play. Here are the rules that we work on. But there's nothing stopping you from operating in the way you do it. Things are not running well, there's a clear defined set of processes and protocols controlled by regulation that dictate how we behave and interact with one.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to.
Councillor Moods, Officer Brennan, and Nathan.
I assume that would be number eight.
Oh, I'm sorry. A?
Officer's recommendation A.
Endorse the draft.
Do we have a seconder, please? Councillor Major. All in favour? 6-0.
I could add, Mr. President, that this may be one of those things that discourages people from nominating for local government. The more regulation, the more control and environment we see that might be not put into it.
Councillor Couch moves.
No.
officer's recommendation. Councillor Price seconds. All in favour? 6-0. Ten, the new business of urgent nature introduced for decisions of the meeting. Nothing? 11, applications for leave of absence.
Unfortunately not.
No. 12, close the ordinary meeting at 4:27. Thank you for your attendance.